together to daven for cholim and to learn for the schus of cholim. And besides for all the cholim that we just mentioned, I just want to have a special, tribute to Simi Chigger, who Baruch Hashem I hear is recovering well. But he actually was the one who asked me to give this talk. The last time that I think the last conversation I had with Simi was about giving this talk. So of course we also have in mind that Simi Shimon Avram Ben Chaim Asha should continue to have a full recovery. B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. So tonight we're going to be discussing mainly the Parsha, even though Purim's on our mind. We'll fit it in at the end to a Purim idea, but mainly I wanted to talk about a theme in the Parsha. I'm going to share a screen so you could see the sources that I'll be going through. I'm not going to read most of the sources inside, but you could follow along. A lot of them have the English as well under the Hebrew. So the topic that I want to discuss tonight is really about why Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. And that's really the main theme of this week's Parsha, has to do with Aaron and his family being chosen as the Kohanim, because really the Parsha is about all the big day kahuna, all of the special clothing that the Kohanim, that the priests wore in the Mishkan and then in the Beis HaMikdash. So even though we already kind of knew that Aaron was going to be the Kohen Gadol, and we'll see that from the first source, this parsha is the first time where Moshe actually has to bring Aaron in as the Kohen Gadol. And the question, the way I want to frame the question, is not just why Aaron was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, but the way that a lot of the commentaries talk about it is asking it almost the other way. Why wasn't Moshe the Kohen Gadol? We know Moshe has been the leader throughout this whole time. He taught them the Torah. Last week's Parsha, he was in charge of the whole operation to collect all the materials for the building of the Mishkan. He facilitated the building of the Mishkan. So Moshe has kind of been doing it all. So you would just kind of think naturally Moshe should be the one to now be the head priest, to be in charge of the avoda, of the service in the Mishkan. So why was it Moshe the Kohen Gadol, and why was Aaron? So the first source is a Rashi from Shemos, which is actually talking about how Shifra and Pua, who according to many were actually Yocheved and Miriam, these were the two nursemaids that saved the Jewish babies from Paro. So the Pasuk says in Shemos Aleph Chaf Aleph that their reward for saving the babies was Vayas Lahem Batim, that Hashem made for them houses. So what does it mean Hashem made for them houses? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Sota that it's talking about the houses of Kahuna, Leviah, and Malchus. That from Yocheved came Kahuna and Leviah. So meaning from Yocheved's two sons, there was going to be Kahuna from Aaron, and Leviah, which is from Moshe, because the family of Leviim that were in Kohanim was the family of Moshe. Right? The Aaron's family were the Kohanim, and Moshe's family ended up being the Leviim. And Malchus is from Miriam, because the Gemara points out that David HaMelech actually was a descendant of Miriam. We're not going to go through how it proves that. So the three houses, the Kahuna and the Leviah, came from directly from Yocheved, and from Yocheved's daughter Miriam. That's where Malchus comes from. That's where David comes from. So even though we're going to be going through sources showing that there were specific reasons why Aaron was the Kohen and Moshe was just a Levi as opposed to being the Kohen, it seems like it was already somewhat preordained, it was already destined, but we're going to really go through some more sources as to why that was the case. Why was Moshe not the Kohen? So a lot of the commentaries pick up from this week's Parsha and the Pasuk in Source 2, Parachav Ches Pasuk Aleph. So it says that Hashem tells Moshe, Va'ata hakrev eilacha es Aaron achicha, so that you, Moshe, should bring close Aaron, Vesbanav ito, and his children, Mitoch b'nei Yisrael achahanoli. You should bring Aaron to make them Kohanim. And that's, again, what this Parsha is really about, is making Aaron and his family the Kohanim, and these are the clothing that you have to make for him. So on this Pasuk, a lot of the commentaries use it as an opportunity to point out why Moshe had to take Aaron to become the Kohen as opposed to Moshe being the Kohen himself. So the first answer is probably the most practical, the most pragmatic, and that's the Ibn Ezra. So Ibn Ezra in source 3 says, why can Moshe be the Kohen Gadol, even though it seems like he's been running the show? So he says, kind of, you know, practical. He says, Va'od ki Torah kol Yisrael al Moshe lelamdam ha-mitzvos, v'ladun kol davar kasha. I mean, Moshe was too busy with other things. Moshe was the teacher. He had to teach all the Torah. He had to make sure all the court cases were decided based on Torah law. So he was too busy in terms of being a teacher and being a judge. So therefore, just practically, he couldn't be the Kohen Gadol. So that's one approach, why Moshe wasn't the Kohen Gadol. The Malbim has a very different approach. And he talks about how there was a difference in the personality types between Moshe and Aaron that made Moshe more of the fit to be the teacher of the Torah, and Aaron more the fit of being the Kohen Gadol. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but there's one line that I think is really powerful. It's five lines up from the bottom of source 4, in the middle of the line. It says, "Umeata ya Aaron ha'emtsai bein Hashem u'bein amo." Aaron was in charge of taking this world, worldly things, and bringing them up to Hashem. Right? That was really what the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, was all about. It was taking worldly things, being in this world, but raising this world up, connecting it to Shemayim. Moshe was the opposite. Kamo Moshe haya emtsai lahorid es haTorah milamala lamata. Moshe had his head in the clouds, so to speak. Moshe was this godly individual. He was so spiritual. We know that he even separated from his wife, which he was criticized about. So he kind of separated from this world. He was in the Himmel. He was in the Shemayim, and he brought Shemayim down to earth, as opposed to Aaron, who brought earth up to Shemayim. And what the Malbim is really saying, that they were different personality types. Because Moshe was this more head in the clouds, esoteric, connecting to spirituality always, so he couldn't be the one to relate to the people as much, to be the one to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And I think, you know, this is my own knach, my own addition to this, is that if you think about it, the Kohen Gadol has to be one with the people. The Kohen Gadol has to be someone who is tolerant of people's imperfections, non-judgmental. Because why? Because every day people are bringing in their sin offerings, right? So if I'm bringing in the sin offering, you know, on Monday, and then I'm bringing it on Tuesday, so Aaron's going to be like, oh, Chesky again with the sin offering. Like, come on. You know, why are people so, why can't people get it together? So, and we know, again, not to be critical of Moshe, but because Moshe was so head in the clouds, he wasn't so tolerant of Klal Yisrael's shortcomings. We have so many stories throughout the Chumash, especially in Sefer Bamidbar, where Moshe gets so fed up with the people because he can't tolerate their imperfections. But Aaron, he was the Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, he was more with the people. He was more in this world, and therefore perhaps the Malbim is really saying that he was more fit to be the one to work in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, because he was constantly seeing the Jews' imperfections, but he was able to tolerate that and able to embrace that. So that's the Malbim's approach. Not a practical reason. It's not that Moshe wasn't the Kohen Gadol because he was too busy teaching, but it was because he was a different personality type. And I think this is really brought out in Source 5. So this is in Parshas Va'era, where it says, Hu Aaron v'Moshe. So other times, it has, when it lists Moshe and Aaron, it usually says Moshe v'Aaron. But this time it says Aaron and Moshe. So Rashi picks up on it. He says, why is sometimes it's first Aaron then Moshe, and then other times it's first Moshe and then Aaron? So Rashi says it's to show that they were really equal. And you shouldn't think that one was greater than the other. So to show that they're equal, the Torah switches it up. So Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal asks, you know, somewhat obvious question. We know Moshe, the Torah says that no one ever had a relationship with God, panim al panim. No one could talk to God the way that Moshe was able to. So how could you say that Aaron was great, don't get me wrong, but how could you say that Moshe and Aaron were shakal? How could you say that they were equal when the Torah seems to say that no one ever reached Moshe's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Moshe Feinstein explains that because when you have different personality types, each personality type could be their own perfection. They could achieve their own perfection, even if it doesn't seem like they're as great as the other person. Meaning that Aaron did everything he needed to do, given his skill set and given his role. Just the same way like Moshe did everything he needed to do, given his skill set and his role in this world. So even though it seemed like Moshe was greater, Aaron did his job the way that he was supposed to, given what he was meant to be. And that's why they could be equal, even though it seems like Moshe was so much greater. But again, that was just kind of a small tangent to the second answer of the Malbim, that Moshe wasn't Kohen Gadol because he didn't have the right personality, so to speak, for that. Okay, now there's a Gemara that gives a totally different reason as to why Moshe was not the Kohen Gadol, and it almost seems as if it was a punishment. So if you look at source 6, so the Pasuk in Parsha Shemos, right after Moshe is really driving Hashem crazy because Moshe keeps declining the offer that Hashem's giving him. Hashem's telling him, you're going to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe keeps saying, no, please, I don't want to. I can't speak well. Let Aaron do it. And then at the end he says, the Jewish people aren't going to believe in me anyway. So then Hashem's fed up, and the Pasuk says, in Dawud Yudawud, Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe, that Hashem got angry. Right? Vayichar Af means Hashem got angry. Vayomer Halo Aaron Achicha HaLevi, Aaron, your brother, the Levi, Yadati Ki Daber Yidaberhu, I know that he could speak. Vagam Hinehu Yoselek Rasacha V'Racha V'Samach B'Libo, and actually Aaron's coming right now, and he's going to greet you, and he's going to be very happy for you. So says the Gemara in Zvachim, Kuf Beis Amar Aleph, in Source 7. So the Gemara says that Kitznai, Vayichar Af B'Moshe, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha Omer, Kol Charon Af Shebatorah, Nemar Bo Roshem. So when it says that Hashem got angry at Moshe, it says Vayichar Af Hashem. Anytime it says Hashem has a Charon Af, he gets angry, there's some ramification. It's not just that Hashem's angry and then Hashem just leaves it as is. There's some consequence for Hashem being angry, specifically when he uses this term of Charon Af. And the Gemara quotes other examples of this, which we're not going to get into for now. So what was the consequence? Hashem was angry at Moshe. What was the consequence? So Rabbi Shimon Bayechai Omer, Av Zer Nemar Roshem. This also had a consequence. Shenemar Al Halo Aron Achicha HaLevi. Because in this pasuk that we said Hashem was angry at Moshe. And then it says, and your brother Aaron the Levi is coming to greet you. So it says the Gemara, V'halo Kohen Hu. Why is it calling Aaron a Levi? He should be the Aaron HaKohen. So Hachi Kamar, Ani Amarti Ata Kohen V'hu Levi. Originally I said that you, Moshe, would be the Kohen, and he would be the Levi. Achshav Hu Kohen V'ata Levi. So that was the Vayichar Af. That was the consequence, says the Gemara, that because Hashem got angry at Moshe for declining over and over again, and not wanting to go into to take the leadership role and take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, so therefore Hashem said, okay, you know what? Now Aaron is going to be the Kohen instead of you. And what's remarkable is that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Source 8 says that that's exactly what our Pasuk in our Parsha is telling us. But again, our Pasuk said, I'll just slide up again to Source number 2, V'ata HaKrev Eilecha Es Aron Achicha, right? That you, Moshe, Hashem saying, should bring close Aaron. So why does it use that term of HaKrev, to bring close? So the Or HaChaim says something, it's amazing he actually says this. But he says in Source 8, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, that hakrev is the lashon of a korban. And why does a person usually have to bring a korban? When they do something wrong. I mean, there are other types of korbanos, but a very common reason to bring a korban is when you do something wrong and you need kapara. So says the Or HaChaim, bringing Aaron in the last word of a korban was almost as if Moshe was bringing a korban. By bringing Aaron close and putting Aaron in his place of saying that Aaron's going to be Kohen instead of me, that was Moshe's korban, so to speak, to get kapara for his sin of declining the leadership role of taking the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. So the Or HaChaim says that based on this pasuk, we see that it was a punishment and that Moshe actually needed a korban, so to speak, to get the kapara. So I think this also, and this is again my own thought, could be a little bit fitting into what we were saying before, that it's maybe not just a punishment, that because Moshe was declining, therefore he lost the kahuna. Because usually we believe in a concept of midah keneged midah, that if Hashem is punishing someone, it has something to do with the crime that the person committed. But perhaps you could say that what was the last thing Moshe said that really set Hashem off? It wasn't just that Moshe was declining the leadership. It was that Moshe kept on saying, "Behein lo yaminu li." These slave people, they're not going to believe me. They're not going to believe these miracles. Sorry, I don't think he already spoke about the miracles. But he said that they're not going to believe me, that I'm going to take them out. So what do we see? That Moshe was a little bit critical already of the Jewish people. Well, he already had that intolerance showing. So maybe perhaps you could fit into what we were saying before also, that because Moshe was already showing that he's not going to be so tolerant of this imperfect nation, maybe Hashem said, you know what? So then maybe Aaron's the better fit. Aaron is the more tolerant, understanding, sensitive to people. Maybe Aaron's the better fit as opposed to having you, Moshe, be the one to be the Kohen Gadol. So far, just to review, we have three reasons why Moshe wasn't the Kohen Gadol. Ibn Ezra, practical, he was too busy teaching. Malbim, he was a different personality. And the third, which is the Gemara, and what the Orach Chaim tells us in this week's Parsha, that it was a punishment because he kept declining Hashem at the Sneh, and perhaps that's related to the fact that he wasn't the right personality type either, because he was too critical, so to speak, of Bnei Yisrael. So now to segue to a similar idea, but a little bit different, on the same Pasuk. So in Source 9, the Kli Yakar says that, why does it say, "Va'ataha krev elecha es aron achicha"? How did Moshe have to bring Aaron close? What does that even mean? Did he have to pick him up and, you know, bring him close and then tell him that he was going to be the Kohen and here's the clothing you're going to have to wear? So the Kli Yakar says something very interesting. He says, "Hosef kan lashon va'ata lomar lecha shemitzad maisa ha'egel nisrachik Aaron." That even though Aaron was already supposed to be the Kohen Gadol, because of Chet Egel and Aaron's involvement in the Chet Egel, Aaron thought that he wasn't worthy anymore of being the Kohen Gadol. And parenthetically, this is assuming that Ein Mukdam U'Meuchar B'Torah. This is assuming that this week's Parsha took place after Chet Egel, even though Kitisa is really next week's Parsha. But according to a lot of the classic Mefarshim, the Chet Egel actually happened before the building of the Mishkan. So this is assuming Chet Egel happened before this week's Parsha. Sorry, was that a question? Okay. So this is assuming that it happened before the Chet Egel happened before this week's Parsha. And the Kli Yakar says that Ata Hakrev Elecha, you yourself brought Aaron close because you davened for him. As the Pasuk says in Devarim, Uba Aaron hisanaf Hashem ma'od v'hashmido, that Hashem was upset at Aaron also for his involvement in the Chet Egel, v'espala gam ba'ad Aaron be'esahi. But Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas V'eschanan that I davened for Aaron. I wanted him to not lose it. I wanted him to keep the kahuna status. Which is really a remarkable thing, because you would have thought, you know, sibling rivalry, you would have thought Moshe, you know, thought, this is my opportunity. Okay, I was kind of hoping Moshe could be thinking, I was hoping to be Kohen Gadol, but now Aaron was involved in the Chet Egel, now he lost it, now is my chance to now become the Kohen Gadol as well. But says the Kli Yakar that no, and this is based on the Pasuk, that Moshe davened for Aaron, even though he was involved in the Chet Egel, I still want Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol, I still want him to be the one who wears the big day kahuna. And that's ba'ata ha'krev elecha as Aaron, that bring him close through tefillah. So this is not another reason why Moshe wasn't Kohen Gadol, but this is just another explanation of ata ha'krev elecha. How did Moshe bring Aaron into becoming the Kohen Gadol? And I think what really comes out from I think all these sources, or most of these sources, is that even though Moshe and Aaron could have had this sibling rivalry, and they could have been fighting over who is going to be the Kohen Gadol, what's very clear is that they were clearly happy for each other. If you go back to that first pasuk that we said about Aaron, that Moshe told, that Hashem told Moshe, "Halo Aaron achicha halivi, yadati kidabi yidabrahu, v'gam hinehu yotzele krasacha v'ra'acha v'samach v'libo," that he's happy for you, he says. That Aaron was happy for Moshe, even though Moshe was Aaron's younger brother. But Hashem's telling Moshe, don't worry, Aaron's going to be happy for you. that you're the leader who's going to be taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And we see the flip side here as well, that Moshe wanted Aaron. He was happy for Aaron, that Aaron was going to be the one to be the Kohen Gadol. And we see this very clearly in the Medrash Tanchuma in Source 10, where it says, Amar lo Moshe, kach amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe said to Aaron, Hashem told me, Lemanoscha Kohen Gadol, I have to make you the Kohen Gadol. Amalo Aaron. Aaron said, Ataya gata b'mishkan v'ani nasa Kohen Gadol. You were just, in the whole Parshas Truma, you were so involved in getting the Mishkan ready, and I'm going to be the Kohen Gadol. So Amalo, Aaron says back to him, Chayecha, afa pish ata nasa Kohen Gadol, ki ilu ani nasa. So sorry, Moshe is saying to Aaron that even though you're Kohen Gadol, I'm happy for you as if I'm the Kohen Gadol. Kishem shesamachta li bagadula, kach ani sameach bigadula secha. What like a beautiful brotherly moment, right? Especially after all the brotherly conflict that we go through, you know, throughout all of Sefer Bereishis with Yitzchak, Yishmael, Yaakov, Esav, the Shvatim, and it finally ends with Ephraim and Manasseh. But I think we really see that brotherly love and being happy for each other with Aaron and Moshe here. And just to fit it into a very famous idea on Parshas Tetzaveh, so the Baal HaTurim points out that Parshas Tetzaveh is the only Parsha since Moshe is born that Moshe's name is not mentioned. And the Baal HaTurim says it's based on the fact that Moshe, by Chet Egel, says, Mecheni na Misifrecha. He says, he tells Hashem, I had it with this nation, erase me from your book. And because he was such a great person, Hashem could not listen to that at all. So even though Hashem didn't take his name out of the whole Torah, Hashem had to take his name out of some of the Torah. So it was Parshas Tetzaveh. This Parsha is the Parsha that Moshe's name was not mentioned. So why out of all Parshas should this be the Parsha? Hashem could have chosen any Parsha. So I think everything that we're saying, I think, would fit into this as well. Because Moshe was probably telling Hashem, let Aaron have his moment. Let Aaron have Parshas Tetzaveh. This is the Parsha, the first Parsha, where there's the inauguration of the Kohanim. Let Aaron have his moment. This could be the Parsha where I don't want my name in here at all. Which again is bringing out that same idea that Moshe didn't have ill will towards Aaron, that Aaron was the Kohen Gadol and not himself, but he wanted Aaron to have this moment. So again, just to wrap up the Parsha part, and then we'll just say a very quick idea on Purim. So we have the different reasons why Moshe was not the Kohen Gadol, the practical personality type, perhaps a punishment. Then we saw how Moshe was even happy for Aaron. He davened for Aaron that Aaron should maintain to be the Kohen Gadol even after Chet Egel. And then we have maybe that's why Moshe's name is not in this week's Parsha. Just want to end with one connection to Purim. There's an interesting Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis in Source 12, asks, Haman min HaTorah Meinayin. So the Gemara wants to know, where is the hint for Haman in our Chumash? Which is a very strange question. Why do you have to have a hint for Haman? So what's the Gemara's answer? In Parshas Bereishis, Hamin Ha'etz. So the same letters, Hamin is the same letters as Haman. And this, the context of this pasuk is after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. So Hashem said, Hamin Ha'etz, did you eat from the tree? The one tree I told you not to eat from, was that the tree that you actually ate from? So that's the Gemara's answer. So Rav Aaron Cutler's at Sal, the former Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, he asks, what's pshat here? Why does the Gemara have to find a source for Haman? And why is the source Hamin Ha'etz? Just because it's the same three letters? So he says a very powerful idea, and he says that the Gemara was really asking, Haman min HaTorah Meinayin, I mean, where do we see the trait of Haman that brought him down? Where do we see that in the Chumash? What was the trait of Haman that really led to his downfall? He had the whole kingdom of Persia was bowing down to him, except for this one Jew, Mordechai. And that one Jew, it drove him crazy. He was obsessing about how, it drives me crazy that this guy Mordechai will not bow down to me. He had everything else, but the one thing he didn't have was what brought to his downfall. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we see that in the Torah? So it's Hamin Ha'etz. Adam and Chava had every tree, any fruit they wanted to eat from. That one tree that they couldn't eat from, the Eitz Hadas, that led to their downfall. So it's the same midah of Haman, of not appreciating what you have, but just being so caught up with what you don't have, that led to his downfall, the same way that led to Adam and Chava's downfall. And I think the way that this connects into what we were just saying is because the way that we could be happy for each other, the way Aaron and Moshe were happy for each other, I think it really starts from being sameach b'chelko. That if we learn to be satisfied and happy and embrace what we have in our life, then we don't have to be jealous. We don't have to hope that the other person doesn't get that job because we're satisfied with where we're at. And that's the simcha that Moshe had. He was fine being his role, so he was happy for Aaron. Aaron was happy where he was, so he was happy for Moshe. And that's where Haman and Adam and Chava fell, where they couldn't be happy with what they had. They were so caught up with what they didn't have. So I'll just wrap up by saying that as we go into Purim, which is a time when we're trying to connect with one another even more, with, you know, Matanos Le'avyonim, Mishloach Manos, there are a lot of mitzvahs that have to do with connecting more to each other. So one way to do that is by really appreciating what we have in our own life. And if we could do that, then we could really be happy for whatever success other people have, not chas v'shalom be jealous, but to celebrate with them and to be happy for others as if it happened to ourselves, and that could bring us a source of greater achdus. So I thank you for your attention, and everyone should have a freilich and purim, and everyone that needs a refuah should have a speedy recovery. You're welcome. Have a good night.